hypothetical Russell Wilson to the Dolphins trade. FanDuel put out a horrible one over the weekend. It was a sixth this year and a seventh next year, or maybe it was flipped. Seventh this year, sixth next year. Come on now.
Who was doing that?
FanDuel did it. I said if Omar Khan accepted that trade, I'd fire him on the spot. And
you need to go in there to the FanDuel folks and say, let me, Andrew Filippone, come up with your trade.
So I think Troy might have been inspired by this one.
Okay.
He said, what if the Dolphins offered a fourth in 2025 and a third in 2026? Would you do that?
The third in 26, though, is like as valuable right now as a fourth this year. Because next year's rounds, you always kick back one round what they're actually worth. That's how I've always heard it described. So essentially, two fourth-round picks.
Nick Herbig was a fourth-round pick.
Sure, so was Thaddeus Gibson.
Good comeback.
I mean, I think that's like... You're trying to go quantity over quality, obviously, there. And it's like, are you getting... With two fourths, is one of those guys going to become as useful in theory as a second would?
That strikes me, though, as a more realistic trade than the Dolphins offering up
their
basically
second round
scraps.
Pick. Oh,
which would be the sixth and seventh.
And maybe more realistic than what could be a top 40 pick if it doesn't go well for them.
This gets back to the volunteers versus hostages thing, too.
Hold on. Now, let me actually try to answer this. You're right. That part of it matters. I'm going to try to answer this like a serious person and say everything I've heard of for next year's class without like looking at it in depth says it's a much deeper class because all the COVID guys are now, right? Like you're not going to have people who stayed in school. They have to graduate. So there's going to be like, I think the thought is older, but more polished products coming out. I want to say this year the draft class was thought to be somewhat thin, which is why maybe the Steelers took some injury risk guys like a Peyton Wilson, even like Fautanu, unfortunately, who did not have clean medicals.
Last year, Darnell Washington, too.
Right. Dude, did you see him again, man, in this game? He was on the Fields touchdown. He was just moving people.
I get frustrated that he is not going to develop as someone that is going to catch the ball in the open field, but he is an incredible blocker.
PFF did
He's
not
the best
like
blocking
him
tight end in the league.
They didn't like his run blocking grade, but they loved his pass blocking. I thought he blocked well. There was some guy in Houston, Jonathan Grenard, said it was disrespectful that people tried to block him yesterday with a rookie tight end. If Darnell Washington as a rookie tight end was trying to square up, I would not call that disrespectful.
Donnie, would you take the fourth and third?
I do like the idea of having multiple picks out of what will... I would say more than likely be a rental for Miami because you could try to flip both of those picks and either move up in one of those middle rounds or try to wheel and deal in some other way, shape, or form.
Man, I think this would be a fascinating conversation over there because
the wheel and deal I had not considered, Donnie.
The win now, we have a... Bill Belichick said something about this whole scenario. Let me find that. This is Belichick on the Steelers quarterback situation with McAfee.
Everybody's worried about the Pittsburgh quarterback situation. They might have the best one in the league. You have an experienced guy coming behind Fields if you need him. They're playing well as a team. But again, a long way to go.
So it is a luxury to have Russell Wilson making so little money as your backup quarterback. I don't think he'll ever be a backup quarterback again. I think he'll either get a starting job next year, and if he can't, he'll just retire. So it is a very unlikely thing to have someone with his resume as your number two. Joe Flacco is like the only other guy in the NFL that you could categorize that way. But if you now feel even more strongly that there's no real scenario for him to be back next year, if you can get something that makes your overall team in the long run better...
So I'm looking at CBS Sports. They did like a quick breakdown of the 2025 draft class, like position group by position group. Not a good quarterback class. Fine. If you have Justin Fields, you don't care about that. Love it at wide receiver, at running back. They like it at tight end. They like it at O-line. They love it on edge rushers. They love it on defensive tackles. The defensive tackles, which we all agree they still need to shore up the interior of that defensive line, correct? still need to do a little bit more there potentially to get ready for Cam Hayward eventually being
and
gone.
I think Ogunjobi's winding down. Yeah.
This is one of the better defensive tackle classes I have seen in years. Cornerbacks, another A-minus group. It's a draft class that looks at the very least flush at some of the most important positions out there. Boy, now you've got the old brain, the gears turning, man. What a show of faith it would be in Fields to actually do a deal like that.
I think my answer is still a no, but it's really close to a yes. Very close.